FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station broadcasting from the now hiringiowa.com studios. Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports.
The treadmill is a go. I'm having some issues with the desk, but I walked for 7 glorious minutes,
which doesn't
bode well for Perloff saying I'm never going to use this treadmill.
The treadmill will never work.
How could you possibly enjoy the football game when you're on a treadmill, Maggie?
I was walking at a high speed. I'm not going to sit on my butt for 12 hours straight.
You are going to sit on your butt for 12 hours straight.
Cut to week 7. You're just going to be sitting there. There's going to be nacho cheese dripping down your face.
They'll be eating the nachos on the treadmill.
Balancing the nachos on your stomach as we do on the couch. Oh, yeah. There's the treadmill. I forgot about that thing. By the time Dak Prescott gets back on the field, there will be shirts hanging on that treadmill. No exercise will be done on it.
Okay.
I guarantee it.
They are Maggie and Perloff on CBS Sports Radio.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family. Rocky can. Welcome. It is Monday. Reacting to a big weekend in the NFL and college football. And right now, if you went to DraftKings Sportsbook, you would see that the Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs are tied in terms of their Super Bowl odds at plus 450. I think that's wrong. You guys know I'm a big Bills fan, but the Kansas City Chiefs should be the Super Bowl favorites. That's just the truth. They have the best quarterback in the league. They have the most dangerous, maybe with all due respect to Miami, maybe the best and most dynamic offense, even when it's guys who you might not have heard of. They're down to third stringers. You got Mahomes who, yeah, is throwing to Kelce for 3 touchdowns. That's great, including the go-ahead with when they had a minute and 30 seconds or so left to beat the Chargers. But he's also throwing to, like, backup.
Okay, it's Monday. We like Mondays. We had a kind of a combo going there. Welcome in to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. The weekend was over. It's a short week. It's Thanksgiving. It's a Monday. A lot to talk about. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. The website 1700thechamp.com. All the podcasts and all the different things that we've been doing the last couple of weeks are all up and ready to go. We have a busy week here. We have 49ers and the Arizona Cardinals tonight. That starts at 6:30. You'll get a little bit of Zach Gelb, and then you will go right into pregame. Tuesday, tomorrow, I think you and I plays at 12:30. I am off tomorrow. I'm back in here on Wednesday. Thursday, big day for the NFL. Thanksgiving triple header at 11 a.m., you have Bills, Lions, 3:15. You have Giants, Cowboys, and you have I have people calling saying, "Hey, we can't hear you. Now you can hear me." We have at 7 o'clock. We have the Patriots and the Vikings. So a lot of good games there. On Saturday, Northern Iowa plays Northern Illinois. Then on Sundays, we have Chiefs, Rams, 2 o'clock pregame. And then Packers, Eagles, 7:20 kickoff. And then Monday night is the Steelers and the Colts. So a lot of stuff going on. Exciting weekend, a lot of things to talk about. As always, I want to start the show thanking sponsors Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, and DeMoss, Palmer Group, BetMGM, and Come and Go. I think I got them all. We'll talk about each one of them here as we keep going. Let's see. We might as well start with the U.S. Men's National Team. I don't know how many people. I think you probably had a lot of workstations today that had a workstation going and had the game, the match on. One of those things. I mean, you got it. This you're talking World Cup, and it's about the officials. I don't understand. It seems like this always happens. A lot of weird stuff went on. I don't know. 1-1. It's a draw. They're going to have to fight. They're going to have to fight harder to be able to continue. But still, it's a big deal. It's a big deal for this country. It's a big deal for all of us. I mean, we were all watching today. At certain points, we were all walking around in my office. We had them on a couple of TVs today just to be able to watch. I mean, it's cool. And, you know, that's what you want. Here's the really funny thing. I think the women's national team wants the men's national team to be outstanding. So it's like a dual-headed monster. I think everybody wants that. And you have players on this team that people can relate to and people want to relate to. So they need to keep fighting. We'll see what happens, but exciting stuff. So for me, this was a college football weekend as well. It was for our group that goes. It was our last home game for Iowa State's football season. I'll talk a little bit about it, and then we'll talk more later in the show. We went through the same stuff. We've gone through the same stuff. Every home game we've had, almost, we've gone through the same stuff. We are like gangbusters from the 20 to 20. And then either a penalty or a drop pass or a misread or take a sack or miss a field goal. It's a lot. It's a lot for all of us. In a season that expectations were, I don't know if they started out high. Listen, I've been on this show, and I've been on this show every week. And this one showed it again. When you get on, when you're inside and you get to that 20-yard line and defenses can make their will upon you a little bit more, you have to have people that can make plays. And I would like to say that I think this team has people that can make plays. I don't know if the coaching staff, it's the coaching staff. I don't know if the coaching staff trusts their players to make plays. Now, in some regards, that trust has been taken a little bit. I mean, we are not good. And listen, you look at Hunter Decker's season as a whole, his stats as a whole. If you leave out turnovers, he's had a really good year. I mean, a year that for having someone that you don't know that much about and following somebody that played four and a half years of high quality football. What you're getting is fine. So what I want you in the midst of the season to keep adding things onto his plate. And then when he makes that throw, then it's a teaching moment. It's a learning moment. It's not okay, we're never doing that again, and we're going to be predictable once we get to the 20-yard line and in. I mean, it is difficult to watch. It was difficult to watch. It was cold. It's the last game of the year. Expectations aren't where they were. We were still 2 wins away from a bowl game. And yes, that next game at TCU, number 4 team in the country. Maybe you have some magic come in. You can't let this game get away. And we did. And I've said this all along, that this is not on a bunch of 18, 19, 20, and 21-year-old kids. I had an easier time saying that in games 2, 3, and 4, not 8, 9, and 10. At some point, everybody has to take responsibility for what they're doing. We made a kicking change. Didn't work out. The toughest thing for everybody is you had one of the best defenses that Iowa State has ever had. We were in every game. I was looking at this the other day. I was going to click on this in games. Okay, so we beat Iowa 10-7. That's a defensive masterpiece. We lost to Baylor 31-24. That was one of those games that kind of got away from us as well. You got beat 14-11 to Kansas. We missed field goals. We got beat 10-9, 24-21. Oklahoma game was not one of our better. It wasn't one of our better efforts. We beat West Virginia. Oklahoma State 20-14 had every opportunity in the world. Texas Tech 14-10. So that's every one of these games was a one score game except for the Oklahoma game. And to be really honest, I thought until the very bitter end that we had a chance to beat Oklahoma. So you're not bowl eligible. You do have one game left. It's against TCU. And the funny thing about listening, watching college football is you have a preconceived notion on the stations that you're watching. And the really funny thing about it is that ESPN has all the different conferences. Fox has all the different conferences. CBS, not so much. And when you look at everything, and one of the things that I was looking at, if you look at standings, it's a really weird thing. Clemson and North Carolina in the ACC, you know, Clemson is 10-1, North Carolina is 9-2, but they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They have 6 teams that are under 500 overall. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 that are under 500 in conference. The Big 12 has overall everybody but West Virginia and Iowa State overall are over 500. And we have 2 other teams that are at under 500. And those 2 teams happen to be actually 3 teams, West Virginia, Kansas, and Oklahoma. And, I mean, you're talking just some games that went the other way. When you look at the Big Ten, Michigan is 8-0. Ohio State is 8-0. Penn State is 6-2. And then they have below 500, below 500, below 500, below 500. Iowa's 5-3. Purdue is 5-3. You have 3 teams at 4-4, 2-6, and 1-7. You get to the Pac-12. You have in conference, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams that are above 500. And you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 overall. And then you get to the Southeastern Conference, the granddaddy of it all, right? The two conferences that get talked about the most are the Big Ten and the SEC. Granted, the Big Ten, what Kevin Warren did, Kevin Warren should be the sports person of the year for what he got the Big Ten in their football contract. They have Georgia at 8-0 and Tennessee at 5-2. You have LSU at 6-1. You have Alabama at 5-2, and you have Ole Miss at 4-3. And then everybody else in the SEC is under 500. And I don't know how many. I mean, Alabama. Who did Alabama play this weekend? That's my favorite of all. Alabama, after losing to Tennessee, winning at Mississippi State, losing to LSU, getting by Ole Miss, they played Austin Peay, 34-0. Now they play Auburn. A lot of the SEC teams get that game towards the end of the season. I think the Big 12 has a really good conference. I think the Big 12 next year with BYU, Cincinnati, Central Florida, and Houston are going to have a really, really, really good conference. And then when you lose Oklahoma and Texas, I think that by the time we lose those two, we'll gain four. I really, truthfully believe that. The Big Ten's going to add at least two. They're going to struggle with UCLA. The regents at UCLA are in deep doo-doo in California. People don't want them to go. People don't like the fact that how much travel it's going to be. USC doesn't have to worry about that, but UCLA does. My assumption is that the Big Ten could grab a couple more. They could grab Oregon. They could grab, there's other ones that they – Stanford would be one. Stanford fits the Big Ten's academic standards better than most other teams do. But with all that being said, what happened to Iowa State this year, it's sad. I feel for the players. But somebody has to be held accountable, and that has to come from the coaching staff. So we'll see what happens. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. I'll be back right after this break. We got plenty more to talk about. Iowa Hawkeye talk.
Here's a look at traffic on 101 Sports Talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody, once again. Happy Monday. Feels like a Wednesday. Maybe that's, I don't know. It seems like we're almost... It's not a long week. Little Thanksgiving week. We kind of love those. Especially when I have tomorrow off, and then Wednesday, then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 4 days. Man, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. You can also go to the website, 1700thechamp.com. You can listen to the show live. You can download podcasts. I upload them in Audio Boom, and I think they go out everywhere. I've grabbed them for people all over the place, so I do believe they're all out there. This segment is going to be brought to you by Northwest Bank. Commitment that you can bank on. Taking care of your personal, business, mortgage, agriculture, private banking, wealth management, and insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. Also, take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. That's the commitment that you can count on. If you don't want to go into the bank, you don't have to go into the bank. If you want that personal touch, you can go into the bank. They have that commitment to you as well there. But that is the part. It doesn't matter how you want to use the bank. It is there for you. Once again, don't wait and open up an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment that you can count on. Member FDIC. Okay, Iowa Hawkeyes. Played Minnesota. Played them tough. Won 13-10. Kicked a field goal in the fourth quarter. Spencer Petras had a pretty good game. He was 15 for 24 for 221 yards. Out of those 221 yards, when you look at, let me click here. If we go to the box score, when you look at that, you had 91 of those yards were on two plays to Laporta and Lachey, one for 58, one for 33. Brody Breck, nice to see Brody Breck back in the lineup. I really enjoy watching Brody Breck as a dual athlete. There's not a ton of dual athletes out there anymore. It's kind of a lost thing, and it's a lost thing because it's not only is it extremely difficult for the athlete to do, but teams and sports make it difficult for you because it makes it difficult for you to be able to perform in both of them. The one thing that happened in Hawkeyes gave up a lot of rushing yards, 7 of 15 from their quarterback. Iowa did what it needed to do to win. Iowa did last weekend what it needed to do to win. They need to go in and do what they needed to do to win against Nebraska. And then we'll talk about that in here in just a second. Here's what I do know. Jack Campbell is really, really good. Cooper DeJean is I don't even know how to explain him. Because it's Tim Dwight and Merton Hanks or whoever else you want to put there. I don't know if it doesn't seem like he hits like Bob Sanders, so it's hard to put Bob Sanders on there. But just, I mean, what he's doing is pretty unbelievable. The biggest question mark for Iowa is if Laporta, he wasn't on the depth chart. If you're on social media, you've seen that. That's something that they need. There's three or four people on the team that they can't afford to be without. That would be one. Cooper DeJean would be two. Jack Campbell would be three. Jack Campbell is an amazing linebacker. I remember watching Jack when he was with Cedar Falls, and he was a great athlete then. He's a great athlete now, and he's a ton of fun to watch. They got rushing yards when needed. They had 81 yards between Caleb Johnson and LaShawn Williams. That's fine. I mean, they had to do that. I saw something this weekend, and so this is a two-part question here, or two-part talk through. How's that? They beat Nebraska. And I'm assuming if they beat Nebraska, I didn't see all the tie-breaking things. But this is, then you're going to have to play, you're either going to have to play Michigan or Ohio State. And one of the questions that everybody has when you have that, they're asking me, is that really good for our football team to have to play those guys again? Well, yeah, it is. Because the more you play a team like that, the better you're going to be. Now, which one would I rather play? That's even a bigger one. I think we might match up better against Michigan. Ohio State just it's a whole different level. Michigan losing their running back. I don't know if he's out, but that's going to make it difficult for Michigan, I think, to compete with Ohio State. No, I think it's great that the football team would get to do it where they were. To where they are now is a big step. And one of the things is sound off last night. Sound off, by the way, when it's Murph and Andy and all those guys, and I know Andy doesn't, and the guy's name's going to pop into my head, and I apologize. I love him too because I think he's hilarious. When all was said and done, no matter how you look at the season and where you were to where you are now, they played better. But I still think, along with a lot of other people, that you have to make changes. And the reason I say that is that you should have known that things were going to get better. You knew you were going to have a hard time. You thought you would be able to take care of Rutgers. You knew you were going to have a hard time with Michigan. You probably thought you might play a little bit better against Illinois. Really good defense. You thought maybe the game would be closer against Ohio State. Then I want you to tell me somewhere where people said that Northwestern, Purdue, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, after the way you played in some of these other games, that's the expectations. The expectations are you should be exactly where you were. Now, the problem is, do you want to make it easier to get there? In order to do that, you do have to change the way things are being run on the offensive side of the ball. And next year, you don't play, I don't think you play Michigan or Ohio State or Penn State. So once again, you're back playing those teams. Just staying the same, you're probably going to be in the same place. You're going to get a bowl game, all of those. I thought I was shocked when they continued the Cy-Hawk game into 2027. I thought it would be next year, maybe that you would get 2024, maybe. But I didn't know they were going to take it all the way through 2027. I think that's great for the series. It's going to be an interesting off season. Now, for the Iowa Hawkeyes, their off season gets better because they get a bowl game. They turn their season around and beat the teams they were supposed to beat, and they get a bowl game, and they get to continue practice, and they get to continue to be good. Or to get better. Iowa State didn't do that. And the same things can be said about Iowa State. I'm not sitting here and not saying the same things. There are changes that have to happen. You can't be, we said, if you mirror these teams, the defenses are spectacular on both sides of the ball. Your special teams is 100% better than our special teams are. And what that means with your, because from the 20 to the 20, I don't think your offense is better than our offense in Iowa State. I said we. Excuse me. Back up. I apologize for that. From the 20 to 20, I believe that Iowa State's offense is better than Iowa's offense from the 20 to 20. But the thing that you have, Iowa has, that Iowa State didn't have, is no matter, is they didn't even have to go to the 20 to 20. They had to go to the 20 to the 40, and they knew they were going to get 3 points. We didn't. I said we again. Iowa State did not. So special teams was a big deal. And in a year that both teams struggled on offense, playing Big Ten teams that don't score is easier than playing Big 12 teams who do. That doesn't mean it's going to be that way next year. I don't know how good some of these teams are going to be. But if you don't have to play Michigan and you don't have to play Ohio State and you don't have to play Penn State, that helps. The thing that I like the most this year, and I like this a ton, and the kid deserves all the credit in the world, Spencer Petras would go out and do those interviews no matter what. I don't know if they send him out there every single time, but I'm glad in these last few games, even though he might not have been the reason why they were winning, he still should have been out there because they were winning football games, and he was covering when they lost football games, even though some of those were his fault too. I don't believe that. I believe it was scheme and coaching. I believe Hunter Deckers is a better quarterback than he played. I didn't believe in the schemes and coaching. I think both teams were predictable. I think both teams had players that they didn't allow to play. And the biggest one for me with Iowa State is that we have to remember that you've gone in the last 4 years, you had Brock Purdy, David Montgomery, Charlie Kolar, Chase Allen, Breece Hall, and a lot of really, really good wide receivers that move the ball up and down the field. the biggest thing that I think, and even though the Hawkeyes are going to go to a bowl game, even though the Iowa Hawkeyes have a really good chance of going to the Big Ten championship game, Iowa State is not going to a bowl game and is not going to the Big 12 championship game. And I still think both teams are going to have turnover because the way things are. And I don't like that. And I think they're coach made. And that I struggle with that. The thing that I do know, and I have these down here. This is the top 12 in football right now from a couple of different places. And they may not be in the same order, but I'm just going to say Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, TCU, USC, LSU, Clemson, Tennessee. Now, Tennessee had their quarterback, Terry's ACL. That's sad. Alabama, Penn State, Oregon, and Washington. So that is 12 on that one. And Joel Klatt, who I love Joel Klatt, he had Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, TCU, USC, LSU, Alabama, Penn State, Clemson, and Washington. He didn't have Oregon in there. I think Oregon is a really good team. Right now, if either one of these two teams in the state, I call both of them our teams. I don't know if we would be a touchdown or less favored against any of those teams. An underdog. I think it would be above 7 points on every single one of them. Because every one of these teams can score. And every one of these teams have a pretty darn good defense. Now, maybe TCU is the outlier there. But they put pressure on the quarterback and they can score. That doesn't bode well for Iowa. It definitely didn't bode well for Iowa State. But when you look at Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, USC, LSU, Clemson, Tennessee when they were healthy, Alabama, we are double-digit underdogs, either the Hawkeyes or the Cyclones in every one of those games. And with name, image, and likeness and everything that's going on, I don't think that should be true. So I think even after if the Iowa Hawkeyes get to go to the Big Ten championship game, and maybe they play a great game, and they get a really good bowl game, and they play a good game, if they win both of them, totally gonna wipe the slate, and I will change my prognosis. If they play like they've played when they've played really good teams this year, then I'll stick with it and say things have to change. I'm telling you things that Iowa State need to change, because you can't stand out in front of people and say, you know, we pride ourselves on being this, this, and this. And then you go out and you play and you don't do this, this, and this. There's only a certain amount of times you can do that without going, yeah, maybe I can't go out there and say that again. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Be right back.
Sign up for 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Iowa's home for sports talk radio. Steen on Sports, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody, once again. Happy Monday. It is Thanksgiving week. It's a nice week. Temperatures are supposed to be a little bit nicer. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM. 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 Champ. This segment is going to be brought to you by Des Moines Orthopedic. Helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. Three locations, 6001 West Town Parkway, West Des Moines, 1301 Penn Avenue, Suite 213, Des Moines, 350 Northeast 36th Street, Ankeny, Iowa. Services include foot and ankle, hand therapy, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, sports med, sports rehab, trauma, and urgent injury. DMOS Urgent Injury Clinics at both Ankeny and West Des Moines locations. No appointment needed. Look up wait times online to check out how long they're going to be. Hours, West Des Moines, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Ankeny is Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, 8 to noon. Ankeny opens up a little earlier, closes a little earlier. West Des Moines opens up a little later and stays a little later. The difference between urgent care and emergency rooms. If you got a bone sticking out, you're bleeding, you can go to the emergency room. If you tweak your ankle, tweak your knee, tweak your elbow, your shoulder, go to DMOS Urgent Cares and have somebody in that field looking at your injury. That's an important thing. New to DMOS is their engineer performance by DMOS. It's Joey. Joey right here in this studio said that he can make me a better person. I don't know if he can. I don't know if he can make me a better person. He might get me in better shape. It's world-class sports rehab and performance training. It's right here in Central Iowa. It's 1711 Southwest Plaza Parkway, Ankeny, Iowa. They also have a location in Huxley. Once again, you're getting the best of both worlds. If you're rehabbing or you're just trying to figure out how to get in better shape, do it the right way. That's what DMOS offers for you. Helping you get back to living through orthopedic care, or as Melissa likes to say, get you back out there so you can keep going. I love Melissa, by the way. We had a ton of fun in here when we had everybody in last week. So I'm looking at some of the scores this weekend and some of the really good teams. And this is why on any given day, now, and here's the caveat, because I have to sit in here and I have to talk about Iowa State and Iowa because we're in Iowa, and I have to talk about this. So when you look at some of these other games, Kentucky played Georgia extremely tough. There were people out there saying that Will Levis, after last week, there's no way he's even going to be drafted. Well, here's the thing. It's Kentucky. They're 6-5 and 3-5, and when you play Georgia, there's absolutely no way in the world that Kentucky has as many athletes as Georgia. So I wanted to say this when I was talking about this. Iowa and Iowa State and their coaching staffs and their players and their everybody, the whole teams, what they do is amazing. Because I look at some of these teams and I see some of the things that happens, and I see some of the things that are, somebody gets hurt on Georgia, somebody just jumps right in and they go. Ohio State, Michigan, when I'm looking at those, I'm saying that. Then I'm saying at TCU, and what I think of TCU is a well-coached team and caught lightning in a bottle, and everybody bought in, and everybody's still buying in. They probably should have lost that game. That's the most exciting last 15 seconds I've ever seen. Why they ran the ball with no timeouts. And they ran the ball to get him to a mark. And then he kicked the field goal with no time left and them running out on the field. Unbelievable. That's destiny. And Baylor's a really good team. Baylor's, they are 6-5 and 4-4. And I bet their games, the differential on their games has been no more than 4 points. Tennessee took it on the chin from South Carolina. And here's the really funny thing about that South Carolina-Tennessee game. I got up early that morning, ran some errands, and picked up breakfast for Nana. Hi, Nana. Love you, Nana. And hi, DJ. And Jen. And myself. And on the radio, on ES, Mel Kiper and Dari Noka. I listen to them every morning that I can because I'm a huge Mel Kiper fan. And they were talking about Spencer Rattler. Should have never left, waste of talent, he's lost it. They go in, or I guess Tennessee came to South Carolina. He threw for 438 yards and 6 touchdowns. He missed on 7 passes, and they said 4 of them were dropped. And they just destroyed Tennessee. Now, Tennessee also lost their quarterback. And that kind of messed up the SEC. This is going to be a fun 2 weeks here. These games that are coming up, the championship games, and then to see where the chips fall. I have no idea. Here's my biggest dreaded thought in my head is that all of this is happening so Alabama can get into another Final Four and win another championship. Because if they get to the Final Four, they're going to win. It's just the way Nick Saban is. There are point in times, not all year. Sometimes he gets stubborn, but he's hard to beat in games that they get time to prepare for that. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I don't want to see that. As long as Alabama doesn't make it into the Final Four, and I'm sorry for my, I am sorry for one in particular. Mr. Walling, I am sorry. You're my East Side backyard brother. I just don't like Alabama, and you love Alabama. That's why we're both Iowa State fans. Listen, TCU is going to beat Iowa State. And then they have lightning in a bottle. I don't know what it is. Max Duggan, I've watched him play high school football. Had no idea in the world that he could do what he can do. It is fun to watch. LSU's really, really good. I'm telling you, I don't know how far they're going to get this year. But Brian Kelly is an amazing coach. You may not like him. I get it. But he's won everywhere he's been. But the only difference is now, instead of having, I can't let this guy get hurt because I don't have anybody behind him, he has four guys behind them. And that all making fun of him because he had a southern draw when he went down there. Only thing LSU cares about is winning. And that is a great football coach that now has talent. And not, we got four guys, but we got to go against Alabama who has 20. They've got 25 guys, and Alabama now is lucky if they have 20. Alabama, I cannot believe that they beat Austin Peay this weekend. What a great job that was. When you leave Oregon to go coach at Miami, man, I wonder if he wants a do-over. Coach Bazzetti, I wonder if he wants a do-over from, my goodness. Clemson did exactly what Clemson does. They just win those games. They're 10-1, 8-0. They're not going to play anybody in the ACC title game, and they're going to be right there staring, and they have to hope that their quarterback plays like Ugandale is a good quarterback. He just hasn't played well. He threw for 227 and two touchdowns. He run for 89 and one touchdown. If he'd have done that all year, they wouldn't have a loss. Oregon beat Utah in Oregon. It was a great game. It was 17-3. Utah came back and 17 all, and Oregon scored 3 points in the fourth quarter, and that's it. Penn State doing Penn State things. They're 6-2, 9-2. Georgia Tech kind of pretty much put the kibosh on North Carolina getting to where they wanted to be. They're still 6-1. And I do believe, let me click on there. I got a minute here. And they get Clemson not next weekend. They get Clemson the last weekend. So that's going to tell you who's going to win the ACC. So that'll be interesting. Once again, just to do a couple, USC, UCLA, what a game. Caleb Williams is the real deal. Neither team knows how to play defense. Neither team has, I've seen a lot of people saying, these guys need to get into one of those Final Four spots. They'll get blown away. I just don't see that. I don't see that happening. Penn State, we talked about that. Ole Miss took it on the chin. That's the problem. You play Alabama and you get beat up, and Arkansas just came in and just took it to them. K-State, great win. That gets them to 8-3, 6-2 in the Big 12. Washington is winning. They're 9-2 and 6-2, and there's a lot of people. Joel Klatt has them in their top 10. One of the college football ones has them there. We'll look at the rankings when we come back in the second hour, and then we're going to jump into the NFL because the NFL was topsy-turvy again this weekend. So hard to bet. So hard just to pick winners outright. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Be right back.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3.